In the quiet town of Hamelin, nestled between lush green hills and a winding river, life was peaceful and predictable until the rats came. At first, it was just a few scurrying pests in the shadows, but soon they swarmed every corner of the town, gnawing at grain sacks, devouring food stores, and spreading disease. The townsfolk, once content, were now desperate for a solution. One fateful morning, as the church bells tolled, a stranger appeared at the town square. He was tall and lean, with a cloak of many colors and a flute slung over his shoulder. His eyes sparkled with mischief and confidence. "I am the Pied Piper," he declared, his voice carrying over the murmurs of the crowd. "For a price, I shall rid your town of this plague." The mayor, a rotund man with a red face and a reputation for greed, stepped forward. "Name your price, Piper, and if you succeed, the gold is yours." 1,000 gold coins," the Piper replied. The mayor hesitated, but, seeing the desperation of his people, agreed. "Do your work, and you'll have your reward." The Piper took his flute, lifted it to his lips, and played a tune so enchanting it seemed to wrap itself around the hearts of all who heard it. The rats emerged from their hiding places, drawn by the melody. They came from cellars, attics, and sewers, forming a writhing river of vermin that followed the Piper as he led them to the river. When he reached the water's edge, the Piper's tune changed. The rats, as if hypnotized, leaped into the river. The rats were swept away by the current, and Hamelin was free. The townsfolk cheered and celebrated their salvation. But when the Piper returned to the mayor for his payment, the mood shifted. "1,000 gold coins?" the mayor scoffed. "That's preposterous. We'll give you 50 and not a coin more." The Piper's eyes darkened. "I fulfilled my end of the bargain. Will you break yours?" The mayor sneered. "Take the 50 or leave with nothing." The Piper's lips curled into a smile, but there was no warmth in it. "Very well," he said, "but remember this day." The next morning, as the town awoke, the Piper returned. He played a new tune, one filled with mystery and longing. The children of Hamelin, hearing the melody, dropped their toys and chores and followed the Piper. No one could stop them. They seemed entranced, their small feet marching in rhythm with the music. The Piper led them out of the town and into the hills. The parents and townsfolk chased after them, calling for the Piper to stop, begging for mercy, but he paid no heed. As the last child disappeared into the misty hills, the music ceased. The townsfolk searched for days, but the children were gone. Hamelin was never the same. The streets, once filled with laughter, now echoed with silence and regret. The townsfolk cursed their greed and the mayor's broken promise.